This morning, New York City's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, held a news conference to announce plans for the city's official memorial ceremonies on September 11th. The mayor thanked the thousands of people who sent in suggestions for the day's ceremonies.
Our intent is to have a day of observances that are simple and powerful, that honor the memory of those we lost that day, and that gives New Yorkers, Americans, and people around the world the opportunity to remember and reflect.
The ceremonies will include a minute of silence, the reading of the names of the dead, bagpipe processions, and concerts in all five boroughs. At the news conference, communities across New York State were encouraged to conduct their own remembrances. But the appropriate way for businesses to mark September 11th is becoming very tricky. Mercedes Cardona, financial editor for Advertising Age magazine, has written about advertising on September 11th. She joins us from our bureau in New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
Advertising Age commissioned a survey of U.S. consumers and their views of advertising on the anniversary of September 11th. Who did the research and what did they find?
Well, this was done by Lightspeed Research, which is a marketing research company. And what we found was that 51% felt that it would be a good idea for marketers to go dark on that day to not have any advertising. And it's still fairly divided. We had all kinds of opinions on that, and it sort of echoes what's going on in business. Nobody has a set idea yet. These plans are still being developed. We're about a month away from the actual date.
So have companies made different decisions about whether to advertise, whether not to advertise?
Yes. I mean, companies are, you know, those who have made decisions are still sort of divided. For the large part, I see a lot of the companies have decided not to advertise. And these are mostly things like fast food companies, entertainment companies, sort of the more lighthearted type of advertising won't be appearing that day. We have seen some corporate advertisers, sort of like Boeing Corporation, for example, have decided to advertise on that day, but they're still sort of crafting messages that won't violate the spirit of remembrance that we expect to see that day.
The networks are devoting a huge amount of time to memorial coverage. Do we have any knowledge of whether people even want this coverage, let alone the advertising?
Well, the networks wouldn't be doing it if they didn't expect that there would be an audience for it. Obviously, they have searched through their own market research, through their own experience, and have made the decision whether they're going to go forward or not. And in some cases, they've decided to go forward, but go commercial free, which acknowledges that it is a touchy subject.
Now, television networks are going to lose a lot of money, I gather, if they don't advertise or don't put advertising on their networks.
Yes. I mean, some of the estimates we've seen is something like $5 to $6 million per network. But you have to keep in mind that this time last year, they went commercial free for practically 3 to 4 days. So when you look at the year-over-year comparisons, it's not going to be as bad as last year, because that's one day out of 365 days of the year, as opposed to what we had last year, which was 4 straight days.
Now, you mentioned Boeing. And of course, that's a particular situation. All 4 of the planes that crashed on September 11th were Boeing aircraft. They are apparently close to some kind of a deal with NBC to sponsor its special Concert for America. Are they in a special situation, and what kind of plans are they actually making?
Well, obviously, they are in a special situation. It's sort of like the elephant under the rug. They could just stick their head in the sand and ignore it. Or they can come out and say, we are an American company, we were attacked, we suffered with you, and here's what we have to say. It's a risk, but if it's done correctly, it could pay off well for them.
And in your own knowledge, how you know, if you were going to advise some of these companies, what would you say an appropriate strategy would be?
A very reverential tone. Obviously, you know, don't go out and, you know, start promoting your new 777 model. You can't go out there and expect to reverse a sales slump or change your image. You just go out there. If you're going to do it, you just do it to get your name out there and to tell the world that you sympathize and that you are here. But you don't go out there with, you know, a 0% financing offer.
Mercedes Cardona, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Mercedes Cardona is financial editor for Advertising Age magazine.